Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Brand new video up on the website right now at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We update it every single day just for you. New stuff up there all the time. And by the way, you know what I say? Every small business owner must have a mobile site. You don't have to have a mobile app, but you do need to be mobile ready, ready for mobile prime time. So if you want to see what that looks like, go to my website on your mobile phone, and you'll see how a regular site converts to mobile the way I do it. So I think you'll enjoy my site, but just see how that works, and you'll get an idea about how yours needs to look. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul Sarvati is our guest. He's a great friend of ours, chairman of the board, CEO, co-founder of Insperity. That's Insperity.com, an organization you hear about on this show all the time. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. 25-plus, coming up on 27 years of as a growth organization. You've been growing exponentially for all those years. Congratulations on that, but how have you pulled that off?
Well, thank you, Jim. We pulled that off with a very focused, ongoing effort to adapt and change and build strategies that are focused on consistent, predictable growth. I mean, that's, we started with two of us in an office, starting from scratch with zero revenue, and here we are today with over $2 billion a year. So we know right. A little bit about growing businesses.
Two guys and one phone, right? As I remember.
That's correct.
That sounded like me. I was one guy with one phone. But one of the things that a lot of people, everybody wants to grow, but not all organizations are designed for growth, are they? You've got to build the organization that will support that growth, don't you?
Absolutely. But, I always, when I talk about business growth, the main point I like to make is it is an intensely proactive effort. There's no way you can sit back and expect growth to come to you. You have to go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, once you're willing to make that level of proactive effort, finding your customers and convincing them and bringing them into the front door, then it's a matter of leveraging that effort, and establishing some momentum. Growth is certainly a momentum business, mm-hmm. and success breeds success. So it's all about getting enough effort going to get some momentum and then pouring gas on the fire, if you will,
and
leveraging that.
So when you talk about being aggressive and coming at the world and, going after that growth, that kind of activity is going to create some misfires. You're going to make some mistakes, aren't you?
Absolutely.
How do you handle those? How do you deal with that? How do you put those in perspective?
Well, I think, my whole view of failure is that failure is learning. If you fail fast, you're learning. If you fail slow, you're failing.
Right.
So, I always tell our folks that we want to fail fast, and that also goes for implementing a growth strategy. You have to be trying things and seeing what works and then building on what works. A lot of people, try to throw mud against the wall, and they'll try everything at once. We've always taken a kind of a systematic approach to testing things and adding to what I call a marketing mix and a sales strategy and process that optimizes your chances of success. So, there's a lot of strategy to it, but there's a lot of systematic thinking that goes into a successful sales and growth plan.
Well, and see, what you just described was a lot of decisions that were made. And one of my mentors once said, make a lot of decisions, make them often, make as many decisions as you can. And he said, if you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them right, but the little one, the mistakes you do make, will be smaller, and you can learn from those small ones. It's just like if you can learn from a big one.
Yeah, you can't always make the right decision, but you can always make the decision right.
Right.
If you're willing to be honest with yourself about what's working, what's not working, and, you know, set the ego aside and get yourself up and dust yourself off and go on to the next thing.
One of the things that I've been telling my audience for a long time now, Paul, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do in the 21st century. It's still okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. You made an inference to that earlier in the segment about making adjustments. How do you think about that?
You know, I think one of the things that keeps companies from long-term growth, because, you know, growth can be just a spurt. It can be based on an idea or a new product or a new trend in the marketplace. There are a lot of things that can cause a spurt or a surge of growth, but it takes a real concerted effort and a strategic plan that evolves and changes to have long-term consistent growth. I think one of the very common things that can happen, and it happened to us, you know, there have been times when we kind of got lulled to sleep with our own success. We said, you know, hey, this is working. Well, you know, things don't work the same way forever. And so, you know, sometimes there are things that you're doing that worked real well that stop working. And those are the things that are hard to identify. And, you know, you keep trying to do the same thing or you get stale, if you will.
Even things that you love, you got to be prepared to say this isn't working, don't you? You got to be watching for that all the time, don't you?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, it's not that it's not working. It's just not working as well as maybe mm-hmm. something else could right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can really have a problem where you know, it's like the good is the enemy of great, right? Because, you know, you're doing well enough, but not as well as you could be doing if you would innovate a little bit or get out on the edge a little bit.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right?
There you go.
Paul Sarvadi, ladies and gentlemen, and the chairman and the co-founder of Insperity. Quick break. Tim, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.